Sister, woman, sister, can you still feel any pain? Or have they robbed you of your wrangler while putting Forazina in your vein? Sister, woman, sister, have the walls grown up so high that you can't even dream of leaving, and you've forgotten how to fly?
Arrow, and this is Every Woman's Face.
Away your child, and they locked her up in some juvenile hall to grow up weary and wild. Oh, sister, woman, sister, they won't let me come and see you no more, but I still got the poem that you wrote me.
This is a program by, for, and about women. All kinds of women. Lesbian, bisexual, heterosexual, celibate, undecided, and inactive. Well known, or not known at all, except to our many friends. No matter what our age, race, class background, or work. This is a time for us to come together, talk, listen, explore our culture, and grow. And for communication between me and my guests, between us and you out there. I always ask you to write me letters. I've been urging you in the last few weeks to try to break down your old, horrible, passive listener patterns and write, and you have been, and it's wonderful. I need the letters because they give me the energy that I need to do the show so that I know you're there, and I know who you are and what you're feeling and thinking, and I can really get input from you for this show, so it really is Every Woman's Space. And you've been doing it. Very good. I pat you on the backs. Okay. Tonight, we are also going to be taking phone calls later on, which is another way of communicating, which is very, very gratifying because I get to hear your voices and to talk to you directly. That will be later on. Right now, I would like to introduce you to my guest. Her name is Rebecca Wrights, and she is here to demystify the tarot cards for us.
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
The way I want to start is to ask you to imagine that you're talking to many, many, many people who have never gotten close enough to the tarot cards to really know what they're all about. Some people listening, I'm sure, know a great deal about them, but some don't. Some are going to be just like me, who before I met you and before you did a reading for me a while ago, not only didn't know what they were about, but was pretty skeptical about any kind of value or real seriousness or special spiritual meaning that they might have. So what I'm asking you now is to picture yourself talking to people who don't know anything about it and tell us all about what the tarot is about and make it very demystified.
All right. Well, the tarot is a deck of 78 cards. They are cards with pictures on them, and the pictures illustrate certain dynamics that happen to us in our lives. We do a spread with the tarot, and from the spread we can see the basis from which our actions arise. It illustrates for us our feelings, our conflicts, our joys, our passions, our fears, our hopes. The tarot consists of all the dynamics within our capabilities. Now that sounds rather all-inclusive. The tarot deals with archetypes, with symbols, with principles. The tarot deals with balancing of dualities, with life, death, and rebirth. The tarot has two sections, the major arcana and the minor arcana. Minor Arcana has four suits, which is very much like your average playing deck. The Pentacles, Wands, Swords, and Cups. And these relate to four elements in the universe: Earth, Air, Fire, Water. Earth, the physical, which is the Pentacles. Air, the mental, the Swords, the intellectual. The Cups are water, the spiritual, the soul. And the Wands are the heart, the emotions, the feeling. Through these four elements, we can have an integrated picture of where we are at in the, at the moment when we do our spread. What else is the tarot? Well, let's see. The tarot is a means of getting in touch with our feelings. The tarot is a means of getting in touch with our center, with our core, with our depths, with the place within us that is balanced, that is serene, that is the oneness. Now, I mentioned the characteristic of the number four within the deck. There's also the characteristic of three. I'll delineate it in this way, which is illustrated, for instance, in the Three of Cups, which is the three graces holding up the cups in celebration, but also illustrated in the Death card. It's the concept of life, death, and rebirth. The idea that things are born, they grow, and they die, whether it's people, plants, love affairs, friendships, perspectives on ideas. Every situation in life goes through this process. Then there's also the idea of two. We had four, three, and two, which is the duality. The masculine, feminine within us all. The sun and the moon within the universe. The dark, the light. The sky, the earth. The active, the receptive. It is when these two elements are not in balance with each other that we go through conflicts. I just want to add, by the way, to begin with, that I'm speaking from a purely subjective level. This is all my own interpretations through, I've read a lot of books, I've talked with a lot of women, I've done a lot of spreads, I've seen a lot of spreads being done. But all of this is my own, and there are as many different interpretations as there are tarot readers. Although the tarot has a similar base throughout the world, the meanings are typical. They are from our unconscious. They come up, the same images in the tarot come up in dreams, come up in art, come up in literature, come up in advertising. And that's why the tarot is so strong. It appeals to us because it hits something deep. Okay, you had your four, your three, your two, and the one, which is indeed the total integration, the synthesis, the emergence of, the merging of all the dynamics. I like that word, integrating. The integration of all ways of seeing things, whether it's indeed, again, the masculine, feminine, whether it's seeing it in a physical, spiritual, emotional, mental way.
So what, how do you actually do it? I mean, you read someone's cards, you lay out the cards for them, and in some way the cards that turn up are an indication of what's going on in the person's internal life?
Well, that's another thing I should mention. There are so many different ways of reading the tarot. I have a way where I read the cards when we do a spread as internally. Now, I'll explain what a spread is. I have the deck of cards, and the person who I'm reading for shuffles them so that their vibrations, their essence, gets into the cards, where they're at now, communicates itself to the card through the physical touch.
So we have to really believe that this is happening somehow. If I were to be completely non-spiritual about all this, just completely pragmatic, I would say that the cards are pieces of cardboard with pictures printed on them. And you're saying that I touch them, and something of who I am is communicated into the cards and somehow determines the order that they're going to turn up in.
Right. I mean, you can't have fun with the tarot unless you start off with the with being receptive, with allowing yourself to learn from them, with having a certain kind of humility to that intuitive part of our woman self. So you shuffle the cards, and I do a spread, which is I spread them out on the table in a certain configuration. There are very many different types of spreads. I happen to like the Celtic or Celtic one that I got from Z Budapest in California. That's deals with 11 cards, and each position that we put it in signifies something else. So we see what the cards are, we see how they relate to each other, we see how they relate to the present moment in the querent's life, the one who I am reading for.
What was that word?
Querent, querent, the one who is inquiring.
Uh-huh.
And
you're a sort of a guide.
I'm an interpreter.
Interpreter. And the cards are a map?
A map, a story, a graphic illustration, a hinting, a helping, a way to see what's happening, to help us to get in touch again. I keep using that phrase, to get in touch, which is what all, quote, occult things are about, astrology, the I Ching, even therapies, to get in touch with that place in us from which we act.
And what that demands initially is for anyone involved in it to be willing to let go of a strictly realistic hold on the world. In other words, anything that I can't see, I don't believe in, which mm-hmm. is what a lot of, that's the way a lot of us are brought up. And I was one of those people, and I didn't believe, I really had absolutely no belief in anything that I couldn't see, in anything that wasn't scientific until, I guess, sometime in my mid-20s or late-20s, I began to have experiences that were completely unrelated to hard, real things out there, visible in the world. And it began to really change the way I looked at
rebirth,
things and saw things.
Really. A death of an old, rebirth of a new.
And when you read my cards the first time, is that the right phrase, read my cards?
Mm-hmm.
You did that about...
That was fun.
That was about 2 or 3 months ago, I think. And I was doing it mainly out of curiosity, although I did have this new way I've been seeing things, of a growing acceptance of the spiritual and excitement at
it's
the
dynamite,
spiritual,
yeah.
At magic.
Definitely.
And I was very, very amazed to find that the cards that did turn up and that you read had such a strong connection mm-hmm. to where I really was and to what I was really going through.
Oh, that's the most
It was
fun
very
part.
Exciting.
Yeah, to...
And you weren't the least bit surprised. I was very surprised.
Yeah, to do a spread and see the cards and flash. I get very excited when I can flash on how they relate to the person's place and why are these cards there right now? Why do they relate so well? Why? Because they, you know, I mean, the question why is answered by why not? I mean, it is what it is to... Have that understanding in the beginning is what makes it so much fun and so nice and comforting.
Mm.
That's a real nice thing about the tarot, I feel. I'm very into reading it positively, to giving ourselves as women credit, to recognizing that, yes, although we do have pain, we do have death in our lives, after all death, there is always the rebirth. And from the pain and sadness, we can grow into... learn from it, and the cards can help us learn and see what has happened, and we can perhaps learn and try and work with the patterns and try and see so that the cards can be a growing experience, can showing us the circle of life, how the processes continue, how the processes end, how they begin again.
Mm. It's very exciting. How did you get into it in the first place?
Well, I come from a family of women, and my mother's a witch, and she always had the cards around, although she didn't read them when I was growing up. And so at one point, as I was reading more about the goddess and listening more to my dreams, I wanted to use that energy in a physical manner. So I picked up the tarot, and I happened to have the weight deck designed by Pamela Coleman Smith. She drew the pictures, and this man, Arthur Waite, designed them. There are several decks. They're old-fashioned European decks. But I think this is the prettiest. The pictures attracted me. The whole idea of it attracted me, so I got the standard book written by this man, and I started to read the book. And he isn't the best author in the world. He might have some interesting ideas, but the way he writes isn't so dynamite. So I got some nice feminist books. And then I was doing a spread with my girlfriend Margot, and we kept doing them. And I just kept doing it with other friends, and just kept doing it and doing it. And after a while, I didn't have to look up the meanings anymore. I started dreaming about the cards.
There are 72 cards, is that what
78.
You said? 78. And when you first start, you have to really slowly meditate on and learn and get a sense of what each card is and
oh,
what
definitely.
It means.
Cause, and each time I do a spread, there are more meanings reveal themselves.
When you said you had to, you would look up each one and see what it meant, it reminded me of when you speak very little of a foreign language, but you determine to translate a poem. So you sit there with a poem
right.
written in French, and you look up each word and try to make the whole thing turn into a poem in the end. And even though you can get the literal translation of each word, it frequently doesn't turn into a poem in the end at all because mm-hmm. you have to have an intuitive understanding
Indeed.
Of every word. Is that a similar thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at first I was just doing it on the academic level of doing the research, looking it up, applying them logically. But then once I got more familiar with the structure, I was able to expand mm-hmm. and trust my own. But at first I couldn't trust it because I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the research, I learned it, and then I took off from there.
Mm-hmm. So it's very different from fortune telling, it sounds
Indeed.
Like. Do some people use the cards to do that kind of thing with?
Yes. As I said before, I read them in an internal manner. Now what that means is, in fortune telling, if one does a spread and one comes up, for instance, with the card death, or one comes up with the card the emperor, chances are a fortune teller would read it as, well, the emperor is a man in your life. Death means don't take the plane tomorrow or whatever. However, I believe that since we all have all these dynamics within us, since all women have male within us, within them, or men have female within them, that each card is part of us. So that it is not telling what will happen, but the spread shows indeed what is happening. And if we go along this path, how we might feel about what is happening. It's an internal inquisition in a way. It's a questioning of within. It doesn't tell
what... a reaching within.
Definitely. I like that word.
But the interesting thing is that I'm inquiring within, but I need you to interpret for me. So you're reaching within me. You're... like an intermediary somehow. Mm-hmm. Are you able to read your own cards?
Yes. I enjoy it a lot also.
Do you prefer it when you have an interpreter, or would you...
Well,
is that like a part of the magic?
It is. I mean, there's something about sitting with a person and reading their cards or having them read. Just the physical contact of another being helping you to interpret them, giving you feedback, getting feedback, rambling on, rapping about it, discussing, discoursing. That's very exciting. That's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I read for myself, I know the cards. So I can just look at it in a glance and get the basic meaning. But I do spreads almost every day
mm-hmm.
just to see what's happening. They always change.
Are you able to use the cards as a way to get back to feeling good if you're feeling very depressed or down?
Mm-hmm. Because there's, no matter how down one is, there's always the ray of light in the distance, so to speak. No matter what death or pain one is going through, there's always the rebirth of something better. The cards always remind me of that. They remind me of the nice circle that flows.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Wheel of Fortune card.
Mm-hmm.
Or the World card, for mm-hmm. instance, just to give an example.
Mm-hmm. In a minute, I want to play a record by Kay Gardner that's very much like... I think that really goes along with the things we're talking about. But before we do, let me just ask you one more question, and that is this. In what ways do you feel your life has changed since you got into tarot?
I think your questions are great, Irma. The tarot has given me a more integrated feeling, a feeling that... I'm pausing for a minute to say, indeed, how has it changed? To look at my life, to look at those around me and how I relate to them, and see it as a a bigger process, to see it, to transcend pettiness in a certain way, to recognize that all the dynamics of the cards that happen to everybody else, all other women also. It does give me a feeling of sisterhood. It gives me a feeling of loving my own female worth more, recognizing the goddess within me, indeed recognizing the god within me, recognizing my deity, my magic. It's given me a feeling of power in a certain way that when I am able to flash intuitively on a spread and get the meaning like that, it feels dynamite. Mm-hmm. It gives me so much pleasure.
Mm. Okay.
Changing.
Thank you, Kay Gardner, from your album, Moon Circles. I want to describe for you all who don't have the pleasure that I have of sitting here and looking at Rebecca, because she has the most incredible amount of life in her face that I think I've ever seen in a person. So I want to tell you,
Thank you, Irene.
You're welcome. She's sitting opposite me, and she has got this very flowing red kind of a blouse on, and red cheeks, and very sparkly brown eyes, and soft brown hair, and just altogether, she has a look of freshness and hopefulness somehow that's just really very, very nice to be sitting across from.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. I wanted to say that. And now I want to say that to you all that you are going to now witness Rebecca doing my spread. And we want to tell you before we start that it's going to have to be mainly illustrative rather than deep, because we can't take as long as it would take, and you're not here. But I thought that would be a really good way of illustrating what it's all about. So what we're going to do is she's going to do it, and as she does it, we're going to describe what's happening.
Yes. Since this is such a graphic thing, I mean, it's involved with the visual so much on the radio, there are some difficulties,
but we can rap about it. All of the listeners to this show have incredible imaginations.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay, right now I'm shuffling my deck just to neutralize them from the last readings, as you hear, and I'm giving them to Irene.
The deck, by the way, is larger than a regular playing card mm-hmm. deck, and the pictures are very, very intensely individualistic. Okay, now what shall I do with this deck?
Okay, shuffle them.
Shuffle it. Okay.
I have the person who I'm reading for shuffle the deck so that their vibrations get into the cards. So I tell the person, shuffle them till they feel cooked. Ready, ripe, filled with your essence, your vibrations, your aura.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's something very, very sensual about this whole process, and when Kay's music was on, I said also to Rebecca that was incredibly sensual, too. Just the whole process, I think, of getting into your spirituality can be very beautifully sensual. There
she
they
finished
are.
Shuffling them. Now, one of the fun parts of this is, I ask her to take, with her left hand, the deck and cut it to the left 3 times. Make 3 piles. It's part of this process. And then put one's hand over each pile and see which one gets the most heat from.
Both hands?
The left hand.
The left hand.
The left is classically thought of as the receptive part, so we use that. Whereas the right is the one that puts the energy forth.
I'm putting my hand sort of flat over all of these 3 piles of cards, and I know if you're a skeptic like I was, and partially still am, you won't believe me, but the central pile has much more heat than the other two.
Okay. Now, the spread I do has 11 positions, and I'm going to lay them out.
But the central pile is now on the top, so that will be the cards.
And I'm going to describe the cards so that we can, indeed, as Irene said, this isn't going to be that deep, rather superficial, because, I mean, a good spread takes maybe at least a half hour. Okay. Mm. Now, the positions...
There's a devil there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
Sometimes that's real cool.
Okay.
One of these cards is a bit chewed up from my dog.
Okay.
Now, I spread them out in 11 positions, as I said. There's the significator, which is who's doing it, force presently acting, the obstacle, the roots, the sky, the past, the future, the self, the environment, the hopes and fears, and the outcome. And some of these positions are interchangeable, because indeed, the hopes and fears, every card has that inherent in it. I want to mention that I don't read the cards, when they come up, I don't read them reversed, because the reversed means, reading a card reversed, if it comes up upside down, would mean that it's the other side of the card. But I think each card has the positive, the negative, the dark, the light, the male, the female, all these dualities within it as one. So I just read them upright to get the full meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see what this spread says. There you are. The Page of Wands is who you are.
No, wait, this is called the significator, yeah, and is that there's a pretty literal...
It signifies
where I'm at right now. And what is that? That's the page of wands. And wands is fire, which is emotions. I made notes before.
All right.
And that's about the emotions.
Yes, and the page...
Does that mean that I'm very heavily into my emotions right now?
Well, yes, but it has a different texture than if it was the knight, the king, or the queen. Page... Let me say also that this is all from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, I just want to let our audience know I'm not laying down any kind of set.
No, you said that
each
before.
Time it changes, indeed. The page represents youth. Looking, seeking, experiencing newness. Now, in some place, there's kind of a rebirth element of the page. You're experiencing some feelings in a new way.